Welcome to the video broadcast of Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church with pastor and teacher, Reverend Dr. Randall Kane Jr. Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church is located at 101 North Dunleith Avenue in Winston-Salem. Please sit back and enjoy this message already in progress.
Now, beloved, I am so thankful to be before you on this Sunday, the first Sunday in our 8th year of pastoral congregational relationship. We on the road, we in eight years now. Here at the great and growing Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. Beloved, for us to begin our 8th year of pastoral congregational relationship, something had to happen. What had to happen was the end of our 7th year of pastoral congregational relationship. Amen. Now, first 7 years, we had some ups and we had some downs. Blessedly, many more ups than downs, as has been sung. We've had some good days. We've had some hills to climb. We've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when we look around and when we think things over, all of our good days outweigh our bad days. Woo! And we won't complain. Amen. Amen. Instead of complaining, beloved, we remember the past 7 years, and then we must do something else. We've got to stop looking back, because God has still given us individual and collective breath in all of our bodies. And beloved, it is time to move on. Time to move forward. Time to go on. So, beloved, we are embarking on a 3-part sermon series entitled, Stop Looking Back. Beloved, the title of today's message on this first Sunday in our 8th year of pastoral congregational relationship is Stop Looking Back, Part 1, Time to Go. Time to Go. Beloved, everybody has a past. Beloved, for me, Mary Bowden married James Edwards and had a daughter named Alma June Edwards. For me, Mary Owens married Henry Kane and had a son they named Randell Alfredine Kane. For me, Alma June Edwards married Randell Alfredine Kane and had a son they named Randell Alfredine Kane Jr. For me, Cynthia Denise Rory married Randell Alfredine Kane Jr. and had 5 children. Hamilton Joshua Kane, Grant Christian Kane, Olivia Isabella Kane, Victoria Annalise Kane, and Preston Emmanuel Kane. Beloved, this is a part of my beginning, my origin, and my genesis. Beloved, this is a part of my past. I cannot change it. I cannot revisit it. I can only remember it by remembering who I was as I continue to try to live out the rest of my life. I, like time, can only move. Beloved, there was a man in the Holy Bible who also had a beginning, an origin, a genesis, a past. His name was Abraham. And Abraham's story began in Genesis 11:27 when Abraham was named Abram. Now, these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran begat Lot. Beloved, we live, and then as we studied in Ecclesiastes last Wednesday, we have to face another aspect of life. We die. For Abram's brother Haran died, as revealed in Genesis 11:28, and Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity in Ur of the Chaldees. Beloved, one of the great tragedies of life is that life begins and then life ends. It can be particularly challenging when that tragedy is one that a parent has to experience with their children transitioning before they do. But one of the great opportunities of life is to continue to live on after our loved ones have transitioned. As Abram and Nahor lived on in Genesis 11:29, and Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, the name of Nahor's wife Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. Beloved, we fall in love. And sometimes that love leads us to marry. Marriage provides opportunities in life to carry on in partnership with someone else. Amen. In relationship with someone else. Amen. And in fellowship with someone else. Amen. And beloved, often, but not always, marriage brings with it children. But not for everyone. Not for everyone. Not for everyone. For beloved, Abram and Sarai married, and we find in Genesis 11 and 30, but Sarai was barren. She had no child. What do you do when your life does not match up to what is expected, planned, and hoped for? What do you do when your life seems to be weighed down by unmet hopes and desires? What do you do when your life is just not the life that you want to live? Can anybody say, I know what you're talking about, preacher? Beloved, you have to keep on trusting in God. For Abram's and Sarai's season of barrenness was just that, a season, a setup for their trust and faith in God to manifest itself in an unexpected way as a season of barrenness gave way to a season of blessedness. But that's a part of next Sunday's sermon. So you have to hear about that next Sunday. I just want to say, beloved, to you, whatever area of your life where you are lacking, where you have a need, where you are in a season of barrenness in your health, in your wealth, or in your relationships, do know that God may simply just be having you go through that season, hear me right, to set you up. To set you up for another season. Another season of blessedness, a season of blessedness that will only come if you continue to have trust and faith in God. And despite what the family may have experienced and where there may have been in a season of lack and disappointment, the family stayed together, likely expecting to do so forever, as revealed in Genesis 11:31. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his barren daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, his barren wife. And they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there. Beloved, does anybody have a hometown? Yes. See, I asked a question where there was only one right answer. Everybody has a hometown, amen. But beloved, to have a hometown, there must be a town that you call home. Amen. For me and First Lady, our home and hometown is Winston-Salem, North Carolina, USA. Beloved, what about you? If you are not from Winston-Salem, what is your hometown? Let me hear. If you're not from Winston-Salem, what is your hometown? Let's hear. What is your hometown?
Rayville, Louisiana.
Unless you're ashamed of your hometown, I hope you said something. You see, your folks back home, they might be watching this right now. They'd be like, you ain't saying nothing. You ashamed of us back home? Beloved, it is important because it is a part of your past. Yes. We all came from somewhere. Some, beloved, though, never leave their hometown. And for some, that is the way that God intends for it to be. But each one of us have a life to live. Amen. Grandma and grandpa, they live their lives. Mom and daddy, they live their lives. Beloved, you have to live your life too. And in living your life, there can be pressure. Kind of like peer pressure, but it can be family pressure. To just do what has always been done in the family. And part of that pressure, that family pressure, can be to stay home. Baby, just come on home. And beloved, when you get confronted with that, when the matriarch, the mother of the family, or the patriarch, the father of the family, dies, as Terah, Abram's father, died in Genesis 11:32, and the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Beloved, the pressure can step in when people want you to just come home. Again, beloved, one of the great tragedies of life is that life begins and life ends. And beloved, death is a transition point for the one who dies, but hear me right. Death is also a transition point for those who are left behind. You see, beloved, God may tell you to pick up right where your transition loved ones left off and keep on keeping on. But, somebody say but. Yes. Beloved, for some of us, God has a different call on our lives. Amen. You see, beloved, after Abram's father, Terah, died, Abram was still living. And God decided to call Abram to a brand new life. It's revealed in Genesis 12 and 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Beloved, when I was in high school, my father told me something that I would imagine many in my generation heard. You can go to the service. You can go to work. You can go to school. But when you finish high school,
you got to get up out of here.
You are going to get out of here. Now, beloved, at the time, that felt more like a kick out from my dad than a call from God. But it sent me on a journey where I left Winston-Salem for Atlanta to begin my collegiate studies at Morehouse College and did not return until 22 years later with 3 degrees, a wife, 5 children, an answered call to ministry, and a passion for a career in investment management. I could not have done all that by staying put here in Winston-Salem. My father's kick out was also God's call on my life. I'd enjoyed living in Winston-Salem. I had my point of origin, my genesis, my beginning. I had my past, but hear me right, it was time to go. It was time to go. Beloved, as God burdened your heart with the idea, the notion, the feeling that you have been called to do something different, to be something different, to go somewhere different. Beloved, if you've been the first in your family to go to college, to leave your hometown, to start your own business, beloved, did you marry the unexpected love of your life? Have children none saw as a part of your life and get it together in a way that surprised everyone because they didn't think you could have that kind of a life? Beloved, if you've done so, then do understand that the dissatisfying itch that you have been desperately trying to scratch in your unconventional life very well may be, in spiritual reality, a call from God on your life. And beloved, when you get that call from God on your life, it takes faith to pursue it because the past is certain. The future, if repeatedly lived like the past, seems certain. And it takes faith to embrace the unknown future that requires you to stop looking back. That's right. Beloved, when you simply press rewind and play based on what you know, then you lose out on the amazing, wonderful adventure that your life movement is supposed to be. And beloved, at the critical moments where you have to make the decision to stop looking back, it often coincides with the other critical moment that there is a window for leaving that can close if you fail to embrace the moment because, beloved, it is time to go. Beloved, God did not want Abram to miss the moment. Beloved, God knew something about Abram. Likely, Abram was a daddy's boy, his father's son, and leaving might be hard. So, beloved, God had to reveal the promise to be found in leaving and encouraging Abram to stop looking back by prophetically showing Abram a sevenfold blessing found in Genesis 12, 2 through 3. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Beloved, what would happen if Abram stopped looking back? First, beloved, God would make of him a great nation. Beloved, God would change the world through Abram. Beloved, what if God chose to change the world through you? Sound good? Beloved, God had more for Abram, and beloved, maybe God has more for you. Second, beloved, God would bless him. Beloved, God's favor was going to be with Abram. Beloved, what if God's favor was with you? Sound good? Beloved, God had more for Abram, and beloved, maybe God has more for you. Third, beloved, God would make Abram's name great. Beloved, people would know who Abram was. Beloved, what if people just knew your name when you walked in the room? Sound good? Beloved, God had more for Abram, and beloved, maybe God has more for you. Fourth, beloved, God will make Abram be a blessing. Be a blessing. Beloved, Abram will have a legacy, not just be a legend, never truly dying because of those who will come after him. Beloved, what if you never truly died? Never truly died because your legacy will live on after you transition. Sound good? Beloved, God had more for Abram. And beloved, maybe God has more for you. Fifth, beloved, God will bless those who blessed Abram. Beloved, Abram will be a blessing to others who bless Abram. So people would have a reason to bless Abram. Beloved, what if people had to bless you? They had to bless you because in doing so, they would be blessed themselves. Does that sound good? Yes. Beloved, God had more for Abram. And beloved, maybe God has more for you. Sixth, beloved, God would curse those who cursed Abram. Beloved, no good would come to those who would try to harm Abram. So people would have no just cause to curse or harm Abram. Beloved, what if those who came at you to curse you, hurt you, or harm you had to pause, stop, and think because of hurting you, they knew they would only be hurting themselves. Does that sound good? Beloved, God had more for Abram. And beloved, maybe God has more for you. Seventh, beloved, God will bless all the families of the earth because of Abram. Beloved, there will be no one on the earth like Abram. Beloved, what if there were no one on the earth like you? Sound good? Beloved, in the spiritual number of completion, seven, God had revealed all that God would do for Abram. If Abram would stop looking back, because it was time to go. And beloved, maybe God has something for you if you stop looking back because it's time to go. Beloved, now all Abram had to do was to stop looking back because it was time to go. Beloved, what would you do in a moment like this in your life, in a critical moment like this in your life, in an apocalyptic revealing and covering moment in your life like this? Beloved, believe it or not, and I encourage you to believe it, every single day of your life where you have to decide between whether you're going to have faith in God or not is a day like this. Every single day of your life where you decide to believe in Jesus or not and to call on his holy name or not is a day like this. Every single day of your life where you decide to be led by the Holy Spirit or not is a day like this. A day when you have to decide to stop looking back. Because today is the only day that you have to decide to stop looking back. Because today is the day that it is time to go. You see, beloved, we all have to decide. For Abram, he had to decide to stop looking back because it was time to go. And beloved, Abram's decision was revealed in Genesis 12 and 4. So Abram departed. As the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Beloved, Abram decided to follow God when it did not make sense for him to follow God. Just think about this, beloved. Just think about this. At 75, Abram was too old for this. Too old to receive this sevenfold blessing. This prophetic promise from God, he was 75. But beloved, Abram decided it was time to go anyway. Beloved, as God called you to do something and you decided that you were too old for this, beloved, as God called you to do something and you've decided you are too poor for this. Beloved, as God called you to do something and you've decided that you are too insignificant, too inconsequential, too much of a nobody for this. You got quiet. You got quiet. kept quiet. But beloved, if God has called you and said to you to stop looking back because it is time to go, then beloved, you need to stop looking back because somewhere in your health, it is time to go. Then beloved, you need to stop looking back because somewhere in your wealth, it is time to go. Beloved, you need to stop looking back because somewhere in your relationships, it is time to go. And you will miss out on the blessings of God like Abram would have missed out on the blessings of God if you stay right where you are instead of stop looking back because it is time, woo, to go. And beloved, the decision that you make will not only be impactful on you. Your life is like a pebble in a pond. It will change the direction of the lives of those all around you because as God blesses you, hear me right, it will also bless those around you. You see, what was going to happen for Abram was not just for Abram, as Genesis 12 and 5 tells us, and Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. Abram took everybody with him. When he was on the come up, everybody was on the come up. If Abram was going to go, he was going to bring his whole crew, his real crew, with him, like Drake saying, started from the bottom, now we're here. Ha! Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Abram was getting a new life, but he wasn't getting a new wife. Abram was getting a new life, but he wasn't getting a new family. Abram was getting a new life, but he wasn't getting new friends. Let me amend that. New real friends. With real being an acrostic, meaning revealing, everlasting, affirming, loving friends. God had revealed to Abram who and what he needed, and Abram obeyed. Abram had stopped looking back, and it was time to go. Where? With God. With God, with God, with God. Beloved, going with God is not always easy. It's not always easy. As Genesis 12, 5 and 6 explain, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came, and Abram passed through the land of the place of Sichem unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. Beloved, when God shows you the next step in your life, when it is really a God move, it may not look exactly like what you want it to look like. Beloved, in following God, Abram had to go to a land that was already a land. He went anyway. Beloved, in a God move, you may have to go to a place where you do not necessarily want to go. Beloved, be like Abram and go anyway. In following God, Abram had to go to a land that already had people in it. He went anyway. Beloved, in a God move, you may have to deal with people who you do not necessarily want to deal with. But beloved, be like Abram and go anyway. And following God, Abram had to go to a land that was already a land with people already in it and had to trust God to deliver the land and the people to Abram and his people. He went anyway. Beloved, in a God move, you may have to do some things that you do not necessarily want to do. Beloved, be like Abram and go anyway. You see, beloved, in the God move in Abram's life, it was for Abram to go to a land that was not Abram's. But, somebody say but. Abram still had God's promises. It was for Abram to go into a land where people are already there, but, somebody say but. Abram still had God's promises. And it was for Abram to have to make a claim on a land that was not Abram's with people in it who were not Abram's people, but, somebody say but. Abram still had God's promises. Beloved, when God makes a God move in your life, it does not matter who, what, when, where, how, or why things have been. Beloved, when God makes a God move in your health, you need to move with God and stop looking back. Beloved, when God makes a God move in your wealth, you need to move with God and stop looking back. Beloved, when God makes a God move in your relationship, you need to go with God and stop looking back. Why? Because when God makes a God move in your life, it is time to stop looking back, and it is time to go. Beloved, and then what you'll find is, as Reverend Matthew Rouse preached last Sunday at our 7th pastoral congregational anniversary, God energizes new possibilities. God energized Abram to pursue something new that no one in his life had ever experienced. Beloved, you need to let God energize new possibilities in your life. And then, beloved, as Reverend Matthew Rouse preached last Sunday at our 7th pastoral congregational anniversary, God mesmerizes us into praise. God mesmerized Abram to praise God as revealed in Genesis 12 and 7. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he, Abram, an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. Beloved, God just told Abram what was going to happen. Hear me right. And before it happened, Abram trusted God enough to give God praise. Beloved, is anybody in here willing to give God praise for what you prayed about before it has even happened? You come with your petition, will you come with your praise? Beloved, you need to let God mesmerize you into praise. Beloved, it's time to give God praise for the audacious vision in your health. And the greatest praise that you can give to God is not to build an altar, but to stop looking back at your sickness, unwellness, and illness, and start on your pathway to healing, deliverance, and recovery, because it is time to go. Beloved, it is time to give God praise for the audacious vision in your wealth. And the greatest praise that you can give to God is not to build an altar, but to stop looking back at your poverty, lack, and need, and start on your pathway to provision, resources, and access, because it is time to go. Beloved, it is time to give God praise for the audacious vision in your relationships. And the greatest praise you can give God is not to build an altar, but to stop looking back. Please hear me right, at your hurt, brokenness, pain, and loneliness, and start on your pathway to joy, peace, and comfort, because it is time to go. Somebody say, stop looking back. It is time to go. Say to your neighbor, stop looking back. It is time to go. Say to yourself, stop looking back. It is time to go. It is time to go. It is time to go. It is time to go.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio broadcast of Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church with pastor and teacher, Reverend Dr. Randall Cain Jr.
It is our prayer that this message inspires you to further your walk with Christ. For more information about Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, go to our website, zmmbc.net, or call 336-725-7390. We live stream our services on our Facebook page. Just search for Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church page. Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church is located at 101 North Dunleith Avenue in Winston-Salem. Be blessed and continue to further your walk with Christ.